It's Audio Mo, 2021, Day 10. I'm having to re-record the intro to this because I thought I'd posted Day 10, but I think due to complete lack of sleep, I forgot to post it. I did two all-nighters, or three all-nighters, I don't even know how many all-nighters I did this week, to try and get some deadlines through. So, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, I was finishing off the last bits for the second part of a Bletchley Park, It Happened Here podcast. So we do a documentary series called It Happened Here. Well, we take like a topic or a subject or an anniversary during the war, and we look at it in depth and look at Bletchley's role in it. The one I've been working on turned into a bit of a mammoth episode. It turned into, I mean, these are normally about, we try and aim for about an hour. But I always knew this one, which should have been out kind of this time last year, because we tried to do them on the anniversaries, because this should have been the 80th anniversary of the Battle of France. So unfortunately, with COVID, we got to a point where we couldn't even do remote recordings anymore because some of the staff were on furlough. So this got put back a year. So we finally got round to recording that a couple of weeks ago. And once I had the content from the historian and the archive that I was going to put in, archive recordings and recordings from our veterans, I knew it was going to be a long one from the start, but I didn't realise it was going to end up being an episode that was an hour and a second part that was an hour and 6 minutes. So partway through, I decided we're going to have to split it. So I was getting the second part finished, and Thomas, our research officer, I'm trying to remember his exact title. So we have a research historian called Dr. David Kenyon, and then we've got a research officer called Dr. Thomas Cheatham. So Thomas was doing the Battle of France episode, and he went into quite a lot of detail about different methods that the codebreakers were coming up with to break into Enigma at this early stage of the war. We're talking 1940 at this point. One of which is called the Herivel Tip, because it was thought up by a chap called John Herivel, who worked in Hut 6, which was where a lot of the main codebreakers were. Turing at this point is working mainly in Hut 1, because that's where they're trying to build the first bomb machine. And Turing's concentrating on naval Enigma, which is going to be a long time before they break that. Hut 6 are working on German Air Force and German Army. John Herivel one night just sits there and thinks, I wonder what they would do when they're setting up their machines. And he comes up with this really, it's kind of a study of human behaviour, and it worked. So it's quite a long piece for Thomas to explain, and longer than I'd normally have as a section without some archive in it. And I suddenly thought, I wonder if we've got a recording of John Herivel, because we have got some recordings, quite a few hours of recordings that were made before, like in the early days of the Trust. And for a long time, it was thought they'd been lost, because they were all on, this is how long ago they are, they were all on cassette. But it turned out someone had the forethought to have them digitised. But no one knew about this for ages, because turnover of staff and things. And then we discovered them back in, I think it was 2016. And we've used a few bits quite early on. But the amount that software has moved on, I mean, I've been freelancing for 11 years now, and there are things that I can do now that I could never have done, you know, even 5 years, well, exactly 5 years ago, because I couldn't have cleaned up this stuff, the stuff I cleaned up 5 years ago, as well as I can now. So I thought I'd just share with you something that, let's call it the Herivel progression. So it's just a few seconds of John Herivel, and by the sounds of it, I think he must have been giving a talk at Bletchley Park not long after it opened as a museum. So we're probably talking 93, 94, something like that. And it's obviously just recorded on a little mono tape recorder somewhere in the room. You know, it's not a proper setup and a proper PA and everything. But I think I did a pretty good job on it. But I'll leave that for you to decide. Bye.
Now, what I want to talk about to begin with is mostly about Gordon Wilson. Of course, he was my supervisor at Cambridge, and for 2 years, Malcolm Chamberlain and I went into him once a week with problems which he had set us to serve, to solve. Now, what I want to talk about to begin with is mostly about Gordon Wilson. Of course, he was my supervisor at Cambridge, and for 2 years, Malcolm Chamberlain and I went into him once a week with problems which he had set us to solve. Now, what I want to talk about to begin with is mostly about Gordon Wilson. Of course, he was my supervisor at Cambridge, and for 2 years, Malcolm Chamberlain and I went into him once a week with problems which he had set us to solve.